This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, October 21st. God's word for you today is DIY. A scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 18, verse 3 to 5. And it says, a widow of that city came to him repeatedly, saying, give me justice in this dispute with my enemy. The judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said, this woman is driving me crazy. I am going to see that she gets justice. She's wearing me out with her constant requests. The things I can do, I will. I will engage and not abandon prayer, fasting, giving, sacrifice, and tithing. I cannot do what the world can do, and I will not abandon what I can do, because I know that it is more powerful than whatever the world can do. Not too long ago, something that should have taken a long time, something I really needed, I knew what to do. I went into the closet and stayed there praying and sweating. At intervals, I come out to take some fresh air and then I go back into the closet. And it was released. Supernatural speed. One of my friends that did his own way before me came to me and said, how did you do yours? Jesus said that some things can only move by prayer and fasting. Mark chapter 9 verse 29. My friend is a Christian, so I told him you have to secure these things on your knees. He asked if I could pray for him and I said, no, they want to hear your voice in heaven, not my own. If only we will do the things that God has entrusted into our hands, the things that we are custodians of, we will be like cities set on high, separated, adorned, and beautiful. You have no business not praying. None. On one of the nights, I went out to pray where I live at about past midnight, and I prayed till about 3 in the morning. I looked up and realized that I had lost direction. I did not know where I was. I had taken so many turns that I did not even know where I was anymore. I could not believe that I had gotten lost where I stayed. After a while, I said to the Lord, are you trying to make me get lost so that this prayer session will be prolonged? Okay, if that is the case, let me be getting lost. I should have gotten home by 1, but I got home at 3 in the morning. You cannot delegate prayer. It is DIY. Do it yourself. I used to think my grandmother was crazy. With her, it was almost like every time was prayer time. When she passed on, my mother's prayer went up. But thank God my mother is alive and she's passing it on. She did not have to pass on before we started praying. What I'm saying in essence is that you need to teach your children to pray. They will think you're crazy, and even if they do right now, it is okay. The Spirit of God will imprint it in their hearts. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. They will thank you for it. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word, and I pray that this word would change my life completely. Empower me to pray as I ought to pray, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.